This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
A Christian County farmer says finding labor is always a challenge, but he wouldn't trade the farm life for anything. J.E. Pryor says he makes his living farming in the southern portion of Christian County.
I'm from Lafayette, South Christian, and we farm dark tobacco, a little bit of burley, and corn and beans, and about 10 acres of sweet corn and about 2 acres of produce. We have, and then this year we're going to have 3 acres of strawberries as well.
Pryor says the farm began with his grandfather and father.
Well, my father and grandfather started it, and I'm not really sure what year, but several years ago. And in 2008, my father passed away, and my brother-in-law and myself took over the farm full time, and we grew it quite a bit. My dad only raised about 8 acres of tobacco, and then me and my brother-in-law went to about 80 acres of tobacco. So we grew quite a bit pretty fast and started doing produce and different things. And then we also have a logging operation on the side.
He adds a partnership with his brother-in-law allows both to do what they enjoy.
Brother-in-law is Jeremy Strader. Like I said, when my dad passed away in 08, me and my brother-in-law took over full-time the farm, and we own half of everything, me and him together. And it just works really good. I take care of the farming mostly, and he takes care of the logging and the sawmill business.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Even though farmers work hard to keep their workers safe every day, farming is one of the most hazardous occupations in the United States, with nearly 600 deaths occurring per year. It's important you do your part for farm safety. When you see farm equipment on the road, slow down. Give them plenty of room and be patient. We are blessed in this country to have the safest, most abundant food supply in the world. Every farmer counts, as we recognize National Farm Safety Week.